Blog Talk Radio. Smile.
How could I?
cheating on me. It's a gang war, baby.
See, man, was we crazy?
Yeah, man. Tell me about the other fellas, little Sonny.
And drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah. We had to take you home, man. You were out on us,
oh,
man.
Oh, better, better say. Lord, have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? His battery? We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen. And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color would you come in today?
That Tenderloin.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But dig this here.
Yes.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
he was all right.
Pop was
hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to.
I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I remember your mommy cooked them good home-cooked ribs today.
Mr. Green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Mr. Energy, Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? Just a quick message for you all, for myself. Hey, the messages are for me as well as everyone else. Don't think I'm just talking to everyone else, because I'm talking to myself as well. What we have to understand, brothers and sisters, is that we are in a totally different time. We're on the eve of the darkness, and we can feel this energy rising. This energy is rising rapidly. The energy will be getting more powerful by the day. After December 25th, the energy will get becoming more powerful by the day. Because so many brothers and sisters have elected to awaken from this notorious sleep state, it has caused a trickle-down effect for this entire system worldwide. All right? You got to understand, you know, just so we talk about the butterfly effect. You know, for every cause, there is an effect. And for every effect, there is a resolution to what took place. We, you know, in the movie Matrix Resurrection, it showed us, and it was so clear and cut. Our awakening causes certain other programs which when we call programs, we call it other inorganic beings, who have also been in a sleep state to awaken, but they're awakening in a different way. They're awakening to fight against their own. And this is what one thing, you know, I saw. And, you know, the whole key is this, is that this awakening literally, which causes a, what's called a recall in time. All right? It causes their time that they created to wrinkle, and it's no longer a smooth road, and they don't know where to go. And this is what's happening right now. This is why, you know, this is all a part of the darkness. You know, we have to understand and understand, you know, this is darkness. This is something that must take place here on the planet, and that is taking place, and they're scared. They're scared. December 25th, you know, this is the eve of the darkness. And there's going to be an engulfed amount of darkness coming to the planet, and each day is going to literally multiply itself. Each day is like going to triple itself each day. See the darkness, and then on the 26th, you know, because we use their calendars. Remember, we told everyone, we say we're using their calendars, we're using their time. All right, we have literally linked this entire the entire energy program into their time. This is why time is moving so fast now. You know, I was talking to one of my supervisors tonight, and I was like, you know, it's just like, hey, you see how fast time is going? And he was like, it's like December just went by and we didn't even see it. Why? Because the energy we have literally infused the cosmic energy into their time, their calendars, which they thought that they could keep it separate because this is their only way to understand energy. But what we did was we added this cosmic energy. We literally tapped into their programs and infiltrated the cosmic energy, and this is what and they can't remove it. They don't even know how to identify it, but they're scared because they say everything is moving faster than what we thought it was going to move. What you think? You thought you were rulers of the world? You thought you were supreme? You thought you were? You're not. And you never will be. Just like we. It wasn't us. It was Mother Universe herself who literally infiltrated their internet. And you have the introverse right now. The universe, she literally infiltrated the internet. So, you know, what you're looking at, brothers and sisters, is the downfall of the system, and it's happening right now in real time. There is no business... All right, there is no business around the world that is doing good. There is no business around the world that is prospering. There's no business around the world that is flourishing because the entire system is being destroyed. Even businesses owned by brothers and sisters, they're so asleep in this American dream, this dream program. They're so fast asleep, they can't see what's really going on in reality. They can't see that the entire system is falling because they're like, oh, you know, we want to get this American dream, and I'm going to open up this business. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. They want to open up a Black Wall Street in Atlanta. And I'm like, you understand what the Black Wall Street was really about? It wasn't about all the businesses that these inorganic beings tell about. The Black Wall Street, we were creating intelligence. We literally had stuff that these inorganic beings literally freaking envied. I mean, they envied what we created, and other inorganic beings all over the world wanted to invest in our intelligence. That's what Black Wall Street was about. It was about just businesses. Yeah, we had that. We had that, and that was easy. But what we had was intelligence, and we would create all types of technology made from intelligence, and these inorganic beings were literally scared of it. So our awakening now, and now we're starting to say, hey, we can create this, we can create that. I just saw an email from one of the subscribers, and it was beautiful, powerful, orgone, 45 pounds. This is a 45-pound orgone. I'm going to share it with you guys, all right, as long as it's I get permission. I got to go and ask for permission because I don't want to send something without permission. This might not want it to be shown to anyone. But the whole key point is our awakening is literally causing a trickle-down effect in this entire system, and this is why it's important for us to go into that full awakening state where we now begin to link this masculine, this body into the spirit and the soul. Spirit and soul is the feminine energy, all right? And your body is the masculine, and so you link your spirit and soul into this body. You link your body, link the two programs together, because this body is a program alone. All right? This body is a program alone. You got to understand, you know, the whole dynamics of this entire program. You know, I'm going to share some with you guys a little later. But the dynamics of this entire program, this body that we're in, is designed to operate, and we say this before, it's designed to operate on the highest levels of the cosmos. Our bodies are not supposed to be on some low level. That's why we did the message about the 5G. Say, hey, this 5G is all the radioactive elements in our bodies make 5G look like an unborn fetus. Literally. Seriously. It makes the 5G look like an unborn fetus, not a baby, just a fetus. That part that's not even showing the signs of a baby's life. It's just a fetus. So this is what this message is all about: our awakening. Our awakening is causing them to fight. They're fighting against each other. Now they're in a battle against each other. They don't know what to do. And it's going to get even more fierce. But then they know that our awakening is literally causing their system to fall. So this is when they're going to activate their bots. This is very soon, brothers. This is, get prepared for this right here. This is going to be scary. It's going to be scary. It's going to happen without warning. It's just going to happen just like that. Some of you are literally going to have to fist fight. You're going to have to literally let go. And what you got to understand is during this time that these things happen, it's going to be so prevalent because they're going to shut down the justice system. They're going to shut down the police departments. They're going to shut down all the prosecutors, everything. They're going to let them all go. You're free to go. I mean, they're going to shut down the entire justice system and turn this thing on because our awakening is that much of a threat to their system, because our awakening, you got to understand that we are literally shooting up energy, powerful photonic, plasmatic energy into the atmosphere, and our awakening is causing their entire system to crumble, especially during this time. This is why they want us to go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. That's what they told us in that last message, you know, we're talking about. They say, go back to sleep. Just go back in your pods so we can do what we want to do. They want us to go back to sleep. No more going back to sleep. No more playing the video games all through the wee hours of the night. You know, no more sitting up, want to smoke weed and drink liquor, you know, no more sitting up watching football games all night. No, we going into the intelligence and creating different kind of relics and what they call artifacts or whatever. This is where we going. So this is what they're scared of. So our awakening is their demise. And they're literally at the point right now of fighting against each other. They don't know what to do. You know, U.S. want to file sanctions against China. And, U.S. said that they're not going to buy things from China that was made under forced labor. China filed sanctions against the U.S. China's like, how are you going to say that against us when a quarter of your population is in prison and they're working under forced labor? You know, and right now it's that political thing that's going on. But at the same time, they're watching us. You know, they're battling against each other, but they're watching us. And you know, you got to understand, in this movie here, Matrix Resurrections, Neo was fighting the Smith. And then after he got through fighting the Smith, he started fighting the psychiatrist. He started fighting the psychiatrist, and then the Smith came in when the psychiatrist was getting ready to try to kill Neo, and the Smith came in and started fighting the psychiatrist. Say, hold on, no, you can't take him out, because if you take him out, then my freedom that I'm having right now is literally going to stop. He said, because he woke, I woke, and I want from you what belongs to me. So now they're going to start fighting each other. You see what I'm saying? And we're going to see this in like real time. As this darkness comes, what do we say? This darkness comes, they're not going to be able to see anything. They won't be able to see the future. Neither will they be able to see the past. And then they're going to have a hard time seeing what's happening presently. Okay? The awakening is real. The awakening is taking place. You're waking in this now. All right, brothers and sisters. I pass this on to you. Hope you understand, everything that's been said. Because our awakening is causing their entire system to crumble, to fall, to literally just become into decimated pieces. And they don't know where to go. And they don't know what to do. They have no one to call on. They're all alone. We told you that before. They're all alone. There's no one on the outside of this planet that they can call on for help. They came here with a plan, and they thought that they were going to carry this plan out to the fullest, and now they know that the plan is not going to work. No, because you can't stop nature, and you can't stop energy, and you can't stop anything. You cannot remove the programs that are indigenous, that was created. You know, every pyramid on the planet has been here since the creation of the planet. So those pyramids in Giza is literally 968 million years. And the pyramids are designed to keep planets in balance. These inorganic beings, they know this. But the pyramids are indestructible. But then when we create our own pyramids in different areas, it creates even more balance and more energy. No matter how we create, that energy passes through. So understand, brothers. So your awakening is a very powerful thing. This is the butterfly effect. This is the regular time. This is the ripple effect. And they don't know what to do. They're confused. They're going to start fighting each other, but at the same time, they're going to want to attack us. And they got their pots. They got their human pots already ready. I'm saying it takes us a flip of a button. That's all right. We already took Machine City. We can take this too. Okay? Pass this on to you. I hope you understand, overstand everything that's been said. December 25th is the day. This is the eve of December 25th. And you feel the energy rising. After December 25th, from each day forward, the energy will triple. Each day, the energy will triple. All right? Nighttime, that energy is going to be solidified and combined with the previous energy. and daytime, the energy is going to triple on this. It's going to literally keep going. It's going to keep going until, I don't know, once forever. It's because this is the 2022 is the year of the phantom energy, so it's gonna keep continue to do that until the end of 2022. Okay, I pass it on to you. Hope you understand everything that's being said. Science is everything, brothers and sisters. Understand? All right. You know the deal. All power to the most sharpest celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. I remember, chaos brings change, not peace. Much power to you all.
It is actually due to the divinity.
All right, you guys. Greetings, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, as you guys always know, Haru. And you also know I'm joined with the Ear family. Eternal is in the building as well. And I'm not going to say Merry Christmas because I'm not here to promote Christmas, yet I am here to denounce it. Let me explain. Is this our last Christmas, right? Here's the premise of this particular podcast. Is this our last Christmas? Here's the thing, you guys. We understand. We overstand. No, wait. Before I get started, shout out to the ancestors. I want to give shout out and homage to the ancestors that stood before us. You know, I want the ancestors also, if they can hear me through my echoes into eternity, that, you know, we are in a time and space, respectfully, that we are now denouncing anything that is structured or anything that was structured in order to imprison us in our mindset as a people. Now, I want to overstand that our ancestors have evolved. Oh, yeah, they let me know that our ancestors have evolved. And I promise you, man, I'm hearing clackings and shit all around my house. you know, we are denouncing anything that, you know, mentally imprisoned us by way of, you know, structured realities. You know what I'm saying? So is this our last Christmas? I want to say that it is the brink of our last. We are at the last. When they say that these are the last days, what they mean is that these are the last days of my candles are dancing. Hold on, y'all. Let me cut. I'm watching Ancestral Communication as we speak. So I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to get feedback. But anyway, not for approval, but just, you know, out of respect for our ancestors, guys. So here's the thing. Feeding. If we keep feeding this, I don't want to say matrix, because we understand that the matrix is not this system. You know what I'm saying? So the matrix is not this. It's not the system. So we must understand that we don't have to look at the matrix as a bad thing, which I feel I'm guilty of as well, of, you know, just looking at the matrix like, oh, I don't want to be a part of this matrix. I'm not being born into this simulation again and blah, 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 you know. But truly, guys, being an alchemist, even in this simulation, being an alchemist, even in this system, you guys, what are some of the things that we can do within these systems in order to kind of shift or trick the mind, if you will? So first off, step one, we got to stop feeding the system, period. So Eternal made a beautiful post earlier, and I actually felt his post. You know, I read it, but I felt it most importantly, you know, and it's kind of, it's irritating at the point, you know, to see people still feeding the system, yet they complain so deeply about, you know, how things aren't working. Well, if it's not working, you guys, why are we still feeding it? Why are we still going, you know, why are we still going to the stores, buying our kids all this material shit? Now, don't get me wrong, that's a great balance, but how are we balancing these Christmas events and these Christmas acts? You know, we are repeating the same rituals every year, every year, every year, doing the same thing in and out every year, you know, and how we balance. The last time you set your kids down and taught them, you know, a good lecture or a good story, or you gave them some type of education. Instead of giving them gifts, you gave them education, which is the grandest gift of them all, which will take them, you know, that dollhouse is going to break down. You know what I mean? But if you imprint something in your child's soul and in their heart, you know what I'm saying, that is something that they can take forever. You know, so why not, you know, instead of feeding the system for these holidays, why are we not creating, you know, different things that we can do for our children, most importantly? So is this our last Christmas? Yes. All right? So, again, I'm not here to promote Christmas. I'm not here to say Merry Christmas, you all. But I am here so that I'm clear. I am here to denounce it. All right? So with that being said, they keep me out of the studio. So let me log back into the studio so I can mute Eternal. If you guys want to call in and weigh in, guys, the number to call in is area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 so that you can be a part of the broadcast. I personally, you know, to connect with those, a lot of you guys are feeling sad, you know. Oh, whoa, we got some calls up in here, okay. All right, we'll see who in here. okay, let me unmute Eternal, guys. So, you know, what a lot of you guys are sad because a lot of you guys' loved ones, you know, crossed over, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, your mother's on here. I know with my family, a lot of my family, the matriarch of my dad's side of the family, the matriarch passed just in June. So this is their first holiday without their mother. And, she's on my altar, but I lit a candle for the ancestors, you know what I'm saying? So they hear you guys, you know, we just can't see them in the physical, you know what I'm saying? And see, that's what we miss. We miss the attachment. But I promise you guys, when we learn how to communicate with the unseen, they hear you. Not only do they hear you, they talk back. See, we don't understand yet the language of the universe. This is why we have lost our way. Excuse me. We have not lost our way because we can never really get lost. We have been distracted, you know, in so many ways to where we have forgotten. All right? Let me say that. Let me retract my mouth on that one. You know, we are never lost. We have just forgotten things, you know. And but as we reconnect with the unseen, now my candle is burning smoothly and steadily now that I've gotten settled. But shout out to the ancestors. Love you. Those have crossed over. Who can hear me in the echoes of, you know, the vibration of our sound and our voices, you know. We love you. Shout out to my grandmother, Catherine Mass Boyd, who I actually play that song, The Intruders, a song for Mama. Every time you guys hear me play that, that's me communicating with my grandmother. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Eternal in. Peace, 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 Eternal. How are you feeling? We are in tune, adapt not to evolve. Okay. Explain that one too, but peace unto you. How are you feeling on this glorious day? Thank you.
Greetings.
Greetings, greetings. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Nice, man. How you feeling?
Yes. I feel refreshed today. I feel refreshed, and I feel happy. And it's coming from a place, an inward place, you know, of authenticity.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes. Refreshed. Yeah. Recharged.
Purpose. Purpose. That's what Matrix is about. Purpose. You gave me purpose, Neo. So why not put in the Matrix, go into that and say, you gave me purpose. I can't, you're going to stop this man from giving me purpose? Without him, now I don't have a purpose. You know what I mean? Like, we have to really look into ourselves. This is our inward point right now. We're all speaking, either you're speaking the truth or you've been speaking true. I didn't know what truth was. These are the points of how much discipline did the discipline do when they called it Jesus or Jesus or SU or Allegra or whatever you want to call that nomenclature of goodness that gave you even an in-between that goodness. Because, of course, there's a higher point in the center of everything, a left and a right. This is why how we see water when it travels off the top of a roof, there's a way that it symbolically gives that energy off, a format of energy. Four becoming a five man platform. You know, you reform yourself at it one point, and it makes it a point to how it becomes, you know, just in itself original. You originate yourself in all points, you know? So this is that other outcome, the outcome of truth. How do you see truth in itself? And this is why we're doing what we're doing. You know, I give thanks for it. Even giving us this as a platform to have an outlet to express oneself that's got to be different from everything else. If you're an owner, if you're a person that's about business, if you're, you know, whatever that is that keeps you in the official of your light, is it really light or dark that keeps you in it, you know? And then if it is, then why do you have an in-between? You can't always face light and then not see dark. Can't always face dark and not see light. After a while, you see it. You know, it's at one point where it's at its most absorbed energy. Then after a while, it's like not so much absorbed. You know what I mean? And if you ever think about a roof, that gives us what we think of a greenhouse. You know, they call it a greenhouse, bro. We call it a greenhouse like a White House. White House to a greenhouse. So, a batala. The Ogun, a greenhouse, you know, paved the way. We might not see how the way was paved, you know what I mean? And some of us have to take it in between just to see the left and the right, just to see how much, you know, would you say you bear your truth until your truth don't bear itself? You know, artificially, you feel yourself, lose yourself as you gain yourself. That's what you in nature. If you go back to all of them and pay attention, it went from the blind self of the face of seeing people to then just physically blind, can't see the people. When you physically can't see the people, then it's like, that's what you physically end up being, why you can't see
them. It's breaking up or something. You sound far away. A lot of wind in the background.
Now, I said how we artificially end up seeing people, we end up feeling like that's the purpose of just going past these people. Yeah. Certain people that even know where they're being or whatever that feeling is of the artificial, there's something that's real about them. They've just been coveted by a lot of things. You know? And so now you can see that not all of us are built the way we think we are. You know, some might run fast. Some might jump higher than other people. Some might use their critical thinking versus brute strength. know what I mean? So this is mm-hmm. those expressions of seeing your middle. You're going to see a middle to everything. So when you're finally recognizing what is your middle, you'll be able to figure it out. You'll be able to figure it out. Because that's what this was, that running, and you say, oh, man, I quit. But you're right there in the middle of getting to the other part that will make it more easy. You just happen to see it looking like it's getting smaller. You lose a little bit amount of friends and, you know, maybe even family. You know what I mean? Like, because of the certain things you have to really see yourself coming into. Not just a funnel.
Yep.
Yet not just a tunnel either. You know what I mean? So it's a point of tuning your L and funning your L. So if you don't put too much fun into the L, it won't be like a childish, you know, when the ish comes out versus like come out, it's a little different. You know, you can have an ish come out and then it's like kind of like a dish. You know, you put anything to it, even wish is not real. It's like an artificial to not all the way there. You know what I mean? If you grant it to have something, if you're welcome to have things, these things that we say from the wishing well. That's why we made wishes over the candles. We made wishes of a fake imitation of imagination. When you already have imagination, I'm a gene. I'm a gene in a nation of self. And when you say I'm in that, I'm imagination of self, you're actually giving yourself a higher application to self. That's why the apple or the apply connection was the dysfunction. Yes, I am. The dysfunction to the system. So a lot of us in the mass, we might have forgotten the system. And then we became the system systematically. Need the phone? I got the phone. And now you'd be a part of the crippling, you know, part of the system that doesn't really want to connect you. The system that really was there to destroy you and your family and your livelihood and your household. So it's a point where you're saying, okay, do I really want to walk amongst these mass people and do these things that don't really make sense? It's like really artificially to me? Or is the fake tree of myself?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So when it comes to Christmas, you guys, the origin, let's get into the origin of what you done.
No, I was listening. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, I was
trying
to
just
pull it up.
Talk rambling.
Nah, go ahead. If you wasn't done, I didn't want to cut you off. I want to get into the origins of Xmas. I'm going to read something. I don't know why it's not coming up on this phone. I have to use my other phone. All right. The origins of Christmas, you guys, I don't know about y'all, but I've heard several different stories. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, this is the wrong show. Hold on. Let me go to the day. All right, so they took the words and images from me, but you know what? That's what somebody said. I don't think, okay, hold on, let me see which one it is. Santa Claus is black. Old Saint Nick or Saint Nicholas was a Moor, a black man born into the 3rd century in what would be modern day Turkey. The name Nicholas means victory. Nicky word Nike comes from etymology, is very important, guys. For the people of Claus, hence Santa Claus, he is a bishop in the Holy Roman Empire, which was black before it was unpressed by the Roman Catholic Church. Born of wealth and a devout follower of ESAU, Jesus, S-U, he sold all of his belongings and gave it to the poor and needy. He was accompanied by Black Peter of Spain, who was a Moor, and was tasked with giving out gifts to children from a sack. The origin of Santa, you know what? This makes sense. The origin of Santa, this is my first time reading this, y'all. The origins of Santa's helpers later on portrayed as elves. St. Nicholas, this is it. St. Nicholas was known. I thought that this was like a textbook version, but no, this, as I'm reading this, this resonates deeply.
Right.
St. Nicholas was known for putting hands on non-believers and was also the patron saint of prostitutes. He died December 6th, December 19th on the Julian calendar, 343 A.D., and it was said that liquid manna was discovered in his grave. He was elected he was elevated to saint for all children, and the day of his death became a holiday, St. Nicholas Day originally. Holy Roman Empire for the real truth and the origins of Christianity and Council of Nicaea. Ho, 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 niggas, not niggas, niggas. So that is from one of my friends. But go ahead, Tony, you want to expound on that?
Yeah, because when it came down to the healers were the true revealers, you know. So when the story is being played or re-emulated, they got to make a Kool-Aid before they tell you it's water, you know. But then they tell it's water even though it's Kool-Aid, you know what I mean? Then they don't even put the sugar in. So he's like, wait a minute, something missing this. So if we go into Krampus is another extension to the St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, to make a clause or to make calls to your causation itself was to make you think of something different, what they call the vicarious atonement. Like if you, like just for Jesus, if you, if you're not following the way of Jesus, you know, the connection to God, you're going to go to hell. So it's the point of saying, I got to make something just as great. So when St. Nicholas had that existence, it was before Jesus' conversation. So then it was like, I got to create a Eshu or Yeshua or Yahweh or Krishna, the same way everybody else got their storyline. And so when you think of a lot of the nobility of people, just like when they put sunlight behind their head, if you look at through an artist's point of view, look at all the old mosaic, they call it mosaic, type pictures where they have sunlight behind people's heads. They're not really saying that. They're saying this person is some kind of point of knowledge that they basically built upon themselves in their recognition. Now, of course, it can go deeper where you can find psychedelics or certain things also could be a part of that same aspect. When we're looking at how in tune was St. Nicholas, he was able to heal people. He wasn't what they made him look like. First, they had to make the manhood downplay, like make him a beggar, and made him like he's a part of the streets, which, of course, that was Eshu too. However, he gave up all the basic positive, optimistical things that he felt like was optimistical and might not have been as optimistic, so he let it go. And then he became a healer, which, you know, some of us are actually doing in this day and time now. So it becomes a point of some of us actually have that resonating energy about that. If you look at Little Nicky, it's a movie out there. Adam Sandler played it. And it was ironic that I said, oh, I need to get that. And so I looked at it and I start seeing the comparisons just like this, you know, making negative good. You know what I mean? Negative positive, I should say, because good could be obedient. Mm-hmm. And that's why this story became that point. And what you got, Black Peter, he's supposed to be actually from Russia. So now you got Rome, you know, which, you know, is close to what we were connect to in the thought of what Russia would be, if anything. And now this character that's out from that is Black Peter, who is his national friend, national compadre. End up being with the bag. So you got like basically an L, right? And you got a bay. And a bay usually represents bag. Now, if you look at the word bay, if you look at it long enough, you'll find out it represents beg, B-E-G, like a beggar, or a bag. And so these words, just like when you think of Kemet words, right? Kemet words, or the lettering, I should say. The lettering is K-M-T for Kemet. Following me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm following you.
So I didn't have to give you a E, a A, a I. I didn't have to give you none of those things. You still look at the word and say K-M-T and you say Kemet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that vibration was over there. When we over here and we speak this vibration, we put the vowels in between. So now the virus can either confuse us or amuse us. Either way, it's not refusing us, though. It's actually saying there's another spell in these words. You're just not using it for your right connotation. So now when you incantate words, your words ain't as powerful as you thought it was. So when you say, oh, I hate you, that's something that was somebody else built to you so you can play that word out, make it sound like it's powerful, but it's not. It's just threatening to the emotions or the spiritual side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we do get infected by it, yet it's not affected by it, but infected by it. So now the effect is not as powerful as it could be. We say E equals MC squared is the mass of the power of the energy of people. So if we're running around here with the bag, right, and I got a bag and I'm pulling stuff out like Peter did, he was pulling out all the basically the valuables, just like Mansa Musa. You heard of Mansa Musa, right?
I have not, no.
All right, well, Mansa Musa was a Mali, and he basically, just like where you got in one area, you got basically in another area doing the same thing. We call it the parallel or the pendulum swing. Well, he was basically giving out all the gold out to the people who were basically also Moors. They just forgot their past, you know what I mean? So it was like a point of saying, I'm enriching y'all to go ahead now and do the right thing. So now here it is, y'all got y'all pieces back up, and now I'm walking away, and y'all do your thing. You know, this is a story that we always heard, the Robin Hood thing. You know about Robin Hood, though, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I do. Robin Hood.
And the merry men. Why they call them merry men? You know what I mean? They ain't say merry as a fairy. They were saying merry as, and even fairy. Fairy represents the fair of the E, the emotion. And why green as Tinkerbell? It's a tinker to the bell. The bell represents a small tinker, first of all, is tinkering like a toy. And then bell represents bay or a bag. Everything basically goes right into itself when you find out how you synergize yourself versus just energize yourself. See, we use energy, right? Yet we don't just use energy. We synergize with energy. We don't just use it and then, you know, look at it like, damn, it's waste now. No, we use it and then reuse it and then figure out how to use it again. Because it basically energy is like that. Energy is flowing all the time. You can pull it right out of that thin air that you call it. It's not really thin or air. But, yeah, it's a mixture of what air components are in. Atmosphere. But that's what fair and fairy represents, the fire and the air, right? Just like how we look at life, where now Peter ended up being like a petrified wood. So Peter end up being like our phallus, being like a hood. It's like the hood, wear the hood, put it on the head. It's the actual someone cutting off the feminine side to the masculine to make him prove that himself is masculine. This is why Robin Hood, Red Robin Hood, wears the hood. It's the actual saying, I'm in tune with my feminine. So little Red Riding Hood to Robin Hood, all these are the hood aspects. Yeah. As like the Black Peter, there is a ritual that you'll see, even if you look it up yourself, look up Black Peter, you know, Russian Black Peter, and you'll find out. He's wearing the whole elf aspect, the whole Twa connection, yet he's not being part of the Twa. He's actually humiliating the energy of the Black Face. And so now you see where Black Face, the swarthy, comes from, the Negro aspect that you were just saying earlier. They're actually doing festivals where they take this big, strong, look like a brute, and make him a brute and a Brutus. And so they run and use like pole jousting, and they'll run into it, hit the pole into the chest. You know, chest represents treasure. So just like the sun, this way that people look at from how they love the sun to how they show the hate for the sun, and then have a love for the moon instead of having a love for the sun and the moon. So now when you see both sides being played or re-emulated, we lose focus of how we keep the blend or how we send it, seeing it all the time being separated from each other. Like some people like it side up or side down. So just like Peter, the Black Peter, they made him a dwarf type being. So whenever you see Peter, he's basically looking like the child or he's looking in the dwarf. And then if you go in the cartoons, you really see how they use him as an elf. And there's your Twa people, which we know the Twa. Semi-Twa, we call it Sabes. Sabay represents, like, again, the bay. When you take off certain lettering, it becomes shortened, just like femur. you got a femoris bone in you, femur, right? The fee, and you got more bone. Just like more, you got moro. You got moro, you got moro in your bone. Your bone, that's blood. So good mooring, good morning, good morning. So they're good to mourn. They're like one being is wanting you to full force be ignorant, while the other being is like, yo, you shouldn't be ignorant about yourself. Go on, look in the mirror. Mirror, 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 mirror. See, when you hear the word admirer, mirror, more, admirer, all these words are going to be all the time playing in your ear. And you're going to be like, dang, I hear with an ear, I hear. Dang, what is going on? Like, you actually are opening up to what we call consciousness. It's not just a one point of consciousness. There's like three levels to it. Like, I got this flute in my hand, right? And I'm like touching the flute, and I ain't realize one little circle, I'm putting just not so much air into it, and it's like a low sound. But then I take my finger off of it, and it's another sound. And then I blow as strong as I can, and it's another sound. I said, yeah, dang, how does that work? But that's how it works. It's one whole. And I can do three things with it. Well, one, come on now. Is that really telling you about science? You in a conscience. Conscience. You're in the conscience in your science all the time. So what makes you feel like you're stuck by it and it's keeping you stuck unless you're feeling that way? Just like stuck. Take out that T out of it. You got suck. You're a sucker to yourself. You stucker to yourself. Take the S off. You got a tucker to yourself. You're a truck to yourself. You might as well truck yourself in. Just don't trunk yourself out. You've been a treasure chest. So when they put that chest out and they got the star and they're doing the Lone Star and they're doing, you know, all these names that they put in front of you, the chest, they re-emulating a spiritual, I got to fight you, I got to show you, I'm beating you up in a spiritual aspect. So you're like, oh, we feel low. Or the bull, when they take down the bull, and they made a clown out of the bull. They do the manhood thing. I got to take away your manhood first. Now I'm going to stab you and whatever, now that you all tired and tuck it out. You ever see martial arts? Where it'd be like, this dude, top notch. He come in there and they fight. Ching, chong, ching, 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 ching. And he's like, man, this dude, top of the line. He coming there whooping all these characters. But it's a bunch of low-class characters. And then they finally send him a second-class character. Then he's like, ooh, you're a little tougher. Then he got to be like, ching, chong, ching, 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 ching. But then he's like, ooh, got hit a couple times. But then he's like, yeah, I got him. Ching, 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 ching. And he finally get him. Now, that's not all the time. This is just on the highest of the high, all right? So, boom, got him down. Then the third one happened to be the one who was watching him the whole time. You know he was watching every move he was doing, every move he was doing. So by the time he fighting him, ding, 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 bam, he hit him one time, bam. Oh, shoot, this dude official. Not only is he official, he waited till you got tunked down before he even fought you. Did you think about that? Did you think about maybe I should have fought the first step, that dude, that main dude, before I went in and fight all these, but I had to get to him. So I had to fight all these dudes to get to him. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess you just don't know about nature. Nature can help you out just as much as you want to be pigheaded and just go in there on yourself and do it all by yourself. Give it some time. You got to go in like that, hard in the paint. I've seen some valuable warriors go in there, get shot up, arrowed down, cut up by the sword. You know what I mean? It's like, go, just go, I'll fight him off. I'm like, God dang, he's going in all by himself. He ain't got nobody. I guess he just, well, I guess he's taking it for the team because anybody else want to die? Who want to die? Who ever thought about dying? Shoot, you die every day, don't you? Don't you die every day?
Yes, sir.
You take a sip of little drink or whatever, and you could die right just in that moment. Cough, and it feels like you're dying. You hiccup and it feels like a die. You sneeze and it feels like you're dying. So every time you take a die moment, you got to take a being alive moment. If you're feeling like you're dying at one point, feel like what's the opposition of dying? Because if you already been talking about dying the whole time, maybe you need to switch it up. You start saying, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Look at the word that you're saying. Tired, tired, dirt. You're saying dirt to yourself. You're saying dirt. I'm dirt. I'm dirt. In reverse. Tired. Tired. Dirt. Dirt. This is what we're doing to ourselves. We're repeating mantras that constantly keeps us in this realm of a record. When your wreck is becoming a record, even your wreck, you know, how you erect yourself. You're a rectile or you're a tectile. Now you're a towel. You're a Gentile. This is why the crocodile is a part of us too. We're learning how to see personification in its highest characteristics so that we can explain ourselves. So the colors of the red and the green, how they put that out there, that's who you see with Pete wearing them colors. And then you got also our St. Nicholas who's wearing the red and the white. Another nomenclature concept to the nobility, white and red. White being the highest, purest form to red of power. Again, like Moors, like blood. Now, of course, how much of the Moors are you in tune with? There's different names for Moors. That's why people, when they said names, it was names and nomenclatures and nobilities. That's why Nobel became to a point where there's no ball to it. So now, no ball, like no bag to it, like no bay to it. That's why we say obey to it. We even got bays as places that you go to, Chesapeake Bay. Why do you think that's there? They're not going to put something there that they're not familiarized with. They got to put it there because they have to still give ownership towards it. And they say, if I allow you that pass, can I still play with the ignorant ones? They say, all right, go ahead. If you want to play with the ignorant ones, they want to stay in the ignorant game. Because we showed them all the ways to get out, how to get out of this. They just refuse. They just say, nope, nope.
Yeah.
I like this cotton that I'm putting in my hand and picking it all day and doing it for this person that's not even me. Matter of fact, it was a north and a south dispute. You know how you think about it? You think about it like this. The people at the so-called up north, they said, hey, you know what? These people down south, they got too much going on down there. Let's change that up. Let's make it that they don't have them rights anymore. And the ones up north, I mean, the ones down south say, no, I don't want to give up my rights. But then say, you know what? Since we can't have y'all give up your rights, let's go over there and get rid of them. We'll figure out that way. We're just going to do it that way, disseminate them that way. And the way we're going to do it, we're going to just outcast them in a different way. We're going to, like I said before, start in their manhood. And once I could do that, I can start changing and regrouping this. So the Satan clause that we're talking about is not the same St. Nicholas that we know. The one who was healing and touching the people like we got the church people doing, the preachers are doing now. They took that same image and made it a religious thing. So, and this happened, St. Nicholas was 303 centuries before Jesus. So if you even go back in time, you'll see why they even still utilizing these certain things. But it was like, wait a minute, put Kool-Aid in there. They're going to know it's not really water. We got to do something to make it better. Okay, put some sugar in it. Put some sugar in it. You know, they like sugar. They like sweet. But then they'd be like, no, because if you put that sugar in it, they're going to be like getting stronger than us. Okay, put the weaker sugar in it. Put the weaker sugar in it. Put the weaker sugar. They'll still get it. And then we start settle, like settlers, like pilgrimage, like pilgrims. We start settling down on these certain things, like the scenario of we were the slaves. Oh, we had to be slaved up. How long were we slaved? Was it 85 years? Was it over 580 years? Wow. How can you hold somebody down for that long? Does that make any sense? Can I put my foot on your neck and do it for 580? Your parents, your parents' parents, your parents' parents, your parents' 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 parents. None of y'all ain't go to war over that. None of y'all fought me because of my foot. I got my foot on your neck. None of y'all.
How?
That sounds really weird. That sounds really weird. I don't know if I could go any further with this, man. For real. Like, the purpose of us being ignorant towards what we're doing. Oh, 1619, that's what we were. We were what? Don't say we were slaves. Don't even start. Don't even open your mouth with it. Because it's going to be a big bunch of, oh, you Freemason? You Freemason? Well, how many over here? Put your hands up, y'all Freemason over here.
It is.
It's getting more and more. Where the story coming back from? He's like, wait a minute. Because I know Texas got a star for a reason. This is why they put the state on this. This is why they put a mark. This is why they put a tattoo on people. You want a tattoo. You want a Ta'at too? Do you know Ta'at? You got to know Ta'at in order to be two. That's the mystic side of things. Yet, it looks like it's a parallel side of things. This is why people say he's bipolar. This is why he got to come from the bipolar side. He got to come out of North Pole. Oh, coming from the North Pole. Oh, ho, ho. Oh, oh, oh. Backwards. These are mantras that's used, yet not in its right form when we say it. You feel like you retard when you say things. But it's because of the tartar. You know, they say you're tardy when you're late, right? That's what they call it, right?
Right. Right, yep.
Yeah, they call you tardy. Oh, you tardy. Oh, what the freak is, who you call, what you say? I'll punch you for that. But we don't. Mm. We don't. We're like, oh, you just demoralized me. I didn't realize. Demoral. Demoral. You got to have morals. See, if you're not immortal in thought, you'll be mortal of thought, like a morsel of thought. So how much Morse code do you really need to be finding out? Do you really need? Did you really take time to learn yourself? Time is emit backwards, E-M-I-T-T-I-M-E. This is why I put that out there so much. There's no point of me saying anything else till you grasp that little back and forth thing. You know what I mean? Like, some people might say, dang, he always putting that word. I don't know why he keep putting. Then finally something's going to click. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm mad at you for not letting it click. I'm just glad it's clicking. Because that's what your time is doing to yourself. It's called ticking. You're tick-tocking your own clock and cognizance to whatever that you are connected to. If not, you feel the disconnection to. And now you're doing it to disconnect your two. Before he became three. Called Trinity. You can't get there if you're talking about duality the whole time. You're talking about this two-dimensional, one dimension. Oh, I keep dimensioning in this. Oh, I like keep dimensioning in this. You keep dimensioning. You didn't even get out of the circle. Where's the circle at, first of all? That's ground zero. That's what happened when they had to hit the Twin Towers, right? And knocked the Twin Towers down, took the gold like the Wizard of Oz, got to take it. And now here I am as Santa Claus, taking it. That's why we hear taking all the time. But taking is also natic. That it took the Aztec, right, and made the tick like a flea concept and flea with our gold, which is the AU, your raw, in the middle like the star, coming from a Mexa like Texas. It is because of Mexico. We don't see a lot of the words Toledo and the whole connection of what they do, the gold rush, and what there was, like, always on a hunt for gold. You know what I mean? So they made their Santa Claus, that part, to the St. Nicholas. And then to change it, also one who ate the children, crumpets, ate the children, perverted pedophilia and ate the children, like a Hansel and Gretel. So a lot of this, like what we're doing, geared from the balls, right? Taking the balls, eating all of these weird things, like, oh, this is disgusting. I think I was watching, it was something last night. I was just watching, and they were, like, talking about, and they made it a brother eating another being and ate everything until finally he just ate the testicles and then decided to now just get rid of them or burn them up and stuff. Who does that?
Hold on. Stop right there. Let's stop real quick, because to the audience, you guys, you know, who may be listening, who are not really following at the point, y'all, there is a study. I want you to go study adrenochrome, and I want you to go study how human flesh and human blood, how it actually get, it's like a what do you call it? A dopamine, you know, for
a dopamine
and an elite. Now, please understand, this isn't about race, y'all. This is about energy, and this is about different. This is about knowing the different type of beings that we have here on Earth. Everybody is not of the same DNA, you know, subtler structure. You know what I'm saying? So we have to understand energy first, and then also begin to understand how eating each other, especially children, guys. So, like, literally your kids, they go missing. JonBenet Ramsey is someone who I always like to reference, you know, how she went missing,
yeah.
but she was sold into sex slavery, as we start to find out the truth now. So understand that. So that's what Eternal is getting at, but as far as, you know, them eating the kids. And why do they eat the kids? It's because it's to boost their dopamine, to give them, to complement their eternal life. This is how they survive and how they live, okay? So just for anybody who doesn't follow that.
And so when you're going into the Christmas tree and you got the tree up, you're basically saying a phallus is up in your house. You got a triangle, you got the corner as another triangle. So you're having a duality. And you're having the light hit your tree. So now whatever you put on there, from lights all the way up to the top, you put a star up there, that's another, you know, ritual you're doing. If you're putting the balls up there, that's another ritual you're doing. You put the tin, which they call the tin man, really. They put your tin soldier up there. That's another ritual. You know, so it becomes more and more ritualistically, you might just be completely blind at what you're doing. And it's like, is this from Rome? Is this from Germany? Is it like everybody got a part and it's from a different time zone? We done warped. That's how you call it, from warp. Like when you warp into something, but then when you warped with an ED, it's like warped. Now it's like, you overdid it. Now it's things that you're that's not even a part of you no more. We become no more of what that is. No more. You're no more of what that is. To where now you're starting to see yourself artificially like a robot, like Small Wonder. Like, if you look at her storyline, Small Wonder, she actually went through a lot of hell playing that part of being a robotic being on TV. First ever shown on TV as a robot. She had to go through all the holidays, all the stuff that we're doing now, but being a robot. And then it became a point where she couldn't become herself no more because that's what they put her in, a box. They cast it. That's why this casting, the Bewitch, look at Hocus Pocus. That show you the adrenochrome right in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, they showing you what they really about because they want to live like us or better than us. And the only way they can do that is basically either they become you or have you not wanted to become yourself so they can become you. And then there's a point of, do you really like being yourself? Do you really? I mean, because for real, if you like being yourself, you don't have to even think about all these things I'm talking about. You just have to start being yourself more. That's all. It says more. We want more. We want more all the time. That's why the room is more backwards. Until you start seeing navigation and how you navigate in and out of things, it'd be point of saying, why is it in and out of anything? We're like a walking, moving orgasm. A organism having orgasms. Yeah, I still got to throw that in there because we have many, multiple orgasms is, whether it's spontaneous, spiritual, mental, physical. These are feelings that we connected by all sorts and by our receptors. And the more we speak, the less it'll be as what we call peak to yourself. And so now it's about how much do you really put out there that hits the brainwave on a wave of mass of people. To where it's not only going to just be an awareness, it's going to be a conscious awareness. You know, when you raise the consciousness, this is what they said about raise the consciousness. When you raise the consciousness, like the sun is hitting the earth, right? Yet, is it a certain projection that sun hits it? Do you feel that? Otherwise, if you don't, then it'll be like, oh, it's too far. Oh, I wasn't even outside. So now, is how much are you really in your beta, your theta, your delta? All these beta, theta, delta, and your alpha, how many of these frequencies really are your brain? Are you really open to, like, let's say right now, people have to breathe. And while they're breathing, that's how it becomes sun rays, sun raw energy. And so the same way with Santa Claus, he's wearing the red of the sun ray energy. Now, white being the circulation going in the circle is like the clouds above our head. Yet the clouds are right here, right next to us. Whenever it's foggy, whenever it's misty outside, those are the clouds. They're right next to you. Just like when you say, oh, Jesus, You calling him Jesus right there. Jesus right there. Like, why are you calling so far in the distance? And then the only time you do it is when you're slandering Jesus. Like, oh, why did Jesus want to pop up now? You know, as soon as you get scared, Jesus. You're like, what the? And then I'm hearing in the movies and the entitlements. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Now y'all actually having them re-emulate it. So they could be like, oh, God. Oh, wait, what? Like, wait, God, where? You got to say, God, where you at? Oh, is it she? Is it goddess? You know, what you doing? Well, it becomes a loose talk like the Santa Claus. Oh, I gotta wish Santa Claus. I got to make a wishing list. So I got to wish. Now I got to be listing it. You know, list and listen. Listen. You're listening. You're putting a 10 on your list. You know, 10 is the X. That's why whenever you cross it in, can it be a Roman thing? They say, when in Rome, do in Rome. So now you're doing everything that Rome does. But did you look at Rome? Rome is still more. You say rumor. You say rumors. What? What the freak? So how much do we really say these words on you and look at America? America. America. How much do we really say it? We don't realize the saying in the word is there. Farmer. Why are you a farmer? Why are you a farmer? These are phonetics. That's all it takes for you to look at bio, uni, and trio. Look at trinities of these words. It might be three of the pronunciations to that versus just that one. When you say cake, and you say C-A-K-E, you don't put K-A-K-E, do you?
C-A-K-E.
But when I write it, you look at me wrong. You're like, why are you writing K-A-K-E? Why can't I? You saying I can't? Why it got to be a C sounding like a K sound? Oh, somebody's dominating that C word, so now the C got to be like Christ, even though it's C-H-R-I-S-T. How much are you going to get dominated by your own words and you're not using it for your own self? How much is that much of an impurity and you say, oh, I'm pure, and I say, oh, I don't like liars, but you're doing this. You're constantly doing a lie to yourself, constantly. And you're saying, Oh, I'm not. I don't do these things. Yes, you are. Look at yourself. Don't study yourself some more. Maybe you just overlooked yourself real quick. You just scammed over yourself. Oh, no. I don't put artificial hair. I don't do nothing artificial. You look more artificial than a little bit now. You're looking like these robots now. You're being a mannequin on the shelf now.
Yep.
When you move, it's like it scares them.
Oh, my God.
Shoot.
The wigs that they're wearing now. No, don't disrespect, but.
Santa Claus.
You know, you guys. You know. I mean,
a Santa Claus. They want you to get so white, so yellowed up that now you're not even yourself anymore. So now I could take your power more easier. So you got power. You don't know how to utilize it. So since you don't, I'm going to just take it from you. I can't just take it from you. I got to wait till you're so weak that now I can take it from you. Now, matter of fact, I ain't going to take it. You're going to give it to me. Let's go celebrate Christmas right now. Let's go celebrate Christmas. Everybody, come on. You see how many people in the stores? Did you see how many people in any stores? Wait. Let me stop. Do you see how many people were in the non-conscious stores to compare to the conscious store? Let's throw it that way. And I bet you I guarantee it, bro, that there was way, way more money being spent around the world globally not being in the contest. I guarantee
at the mall.
Just because of Santa Claus concept. Just because of that.
Yep.
And he's only got one day, supposedly. Now you see how it's more than one day. Because this is beyond that, right? Let's go back. Right there where Miss Givens was at, right? First, I say, I take your land from you, right? I want everybody Homestead Act, Dawes Act. Take your land. We had a fight. We're going to call it French Indian, even though we didn't say Haitian. Haiti. We didn't speak that up. We're going to just say the French Indian War, and y'all had a treaty. We ain't going to talk about that either. We're just going to keep on moving, and let's go in pilgrim, and Indian, y'all. And now we're going to have a feast of a turkey, Ottoman turkey. Turkey or Turkish. Okay, here we go. And now, I'm going to give you a Black Friday, black your eye out, black cold, black plague, black. You so black. You want to act black. Swarthy black even. So now, by the time you reach Peter on this Saturn Day? Ain't that something? All in one. So I guess it is a good ending. Goodbye. Goodbye. Good as in God and bye as in two. So, goodbye, Christmas. Hello, Anu, because that's what they do with us. Use the Anu deity, don't tell us, but put N-E-W, New Year. Neo represents one, O-N-E, Neo, N-E-O. How much do we don't see these things? You know what I mean? It's a point that Neo to neon. This is why it's all tronic. This is all dealing with our electronic ability of knowing, electromagnetic energy. Yet the ball dropping is just like a ball dropping out of an animal. We know that the Easter eggs are not from a rabbit that does that unless it's like known to be dropping. And so now it's like ball dropping. It's like crap. It's like poop. We're seeing poop. But now we're putting balls on the Christmas so-called tree, which is the Kananga tree, the firmament. This is the ever-growing tree, the tree that gives us life. Look at this. This is really crazy. You got a tree that's older than me and you, and you cut the tree down so you can put it in your room? And you want to do this for how many days? Okay. And you want to put artificial stuff to make it like it's alive, I guess. Oh, wait. You just made it artificial. And yet, you didn't give it no homage the whole time it was outside giving you homage. God dang, how ignorant is that? And wait a minute, this didn't even come from your culture. This came from Germany. And why would I know that? Because I came from Germany. When I started to say, where did I come from? Let me learn all the things that came from. Oh, this is what everybody else is doing, and I came from this? Then I guess you German then. Are you German? Is everybody else German? My mama must have been German. If it originated in German, and it was a German soldier at that. I mean, just do your research. You ain't got to go by me. Just go and do your research.
Yeah.
All this could be wrong.
Well, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do the research, most of them.
I mean, you're not supposed to put the stencils on it. They say you're not supposed to. In the book, was it Jeremiah or was it Chronicles? It was one of them. They were saying you're not supposed to put the silver on it or the gold stencils on it. They ain't even telling us these things. What is that about? Gold and silver, masculine and feminine. They're telling you the sun and the moon. So here it is, somebody separating, and then they say, oh, there's a reason why, because they're pagans. Okay, then it's Gentile. So now we heathens. Now it was a gentle. Where is gentle at? See, the moment I take it out and not become gentle to a certain thing, it becomes really masculine towards it. That's how I can separate the alpha from the beta. And then I ain't even going to tell you about theta and delta. That's your brain. That's your hemispheres. If I go into that, that would be more than 85% of the earth that would know a lot of stuff. That's not how I want it. I want them to know little to nothing. So everything I speak of got to be on a global, but it got to be a small-scale global thing. So I can't say everybody's intelligent. I can say everybody is smart. Now, why would I say smart versus intelligent? Do you got an answer for that, brother?
I wish you. I do not. I'm following you. I don't.
I got you. No, that's cool. A being is being smart. They can record everything, and they know it verbatim. You are very smart at learning that.
Okay.
Now, here's where the dilemma comes from. Okay. What about is brand new? It's not in the book. What are we going to do now? What if you didn't read about how to take these lug nuts off of this car? And you right here and the car got a flat. What now? Are you still good at everything? Are you still smart? The smart would be like, hey, I'm going to read this. But now you got nothing to read. Now what you going to do? You still going to claim that one position? You want to still be in that position? You want to change the position up? I can help you with changing the position up. You just got to come up with a different word. You know what word you can come up with besides smart?
What's that?
Intelligent.
Okay.
So you're into the tail of yourself and the gent of self. G with an int of yourself. So how do you use every word of a percent to a pharaoh, a free cent, a pharaoh, a fra cent of yourself? This is how we represent ourselves. So if to say, I might as well be intelligent. I'm going to know the end top to myself to the top or bottom of myself is the tail of myself. This is why we jump over the candlestick. You might have came too quick. Yeah, at the same time, when we look at it, is how I'm going to take these nuts off of a tire. I have no idea, no clue whatsoever. Well, intelligence is going to show you that you got to look, you got to figure it out. It may be some kind of tool you need. Okay, I'm going to look for the tool. Where the tool might be at? Oh, it might be in the trunk. I'm going to look in the trunk, okay? See, these things are always familiar. And then there's this four-way cross that you need, love nut. I'm like, look at all these things. Still a part of whatever the part is. It's just that we don't see it as a part to our own self. So now we compartmentalize ourselves. So when we say, oh, I'm athletic, does that mean you're smart or intelligent? I'm an athlete.
I want to say smart.
Yeah, because you recorded it. You're down right. Ah, new. It's always going to be the old thing thinking it's new. The old thing thinking it's new. Just like newspaper. Is it newspaper or new paper? That's changed things, don't
you? You know, etymology is very important, and it's really hitting me the depth of a lot. You know what I'm learning? I'm learning that when I think I know, first of all, I have no idea. But it's the levels. You know, when they say that there's levels to this. I had no idea of the depth that statement means.
Yes.
Like, this is the unlearning eternal is deep.
You got to lower the ego. You got to be like Alice in Wonderland for a second. Be like, oh, wait a minute. I didn't know that. I wonder.
Look, when she's falling down in the beginning of the movie, when she's falling down that hole, that is
drop
symbolic.
That ego.
Oh, my God. Like, it's all coming together now.
Yeah. It's a phallic moment. She had a phallic moment. She had to lower herself. She had to drop the ego. She had to break down her building. She had to do the babe L, the babble. She had to become the small babel in the brook, small baby. So the baby, just like Moses, being crossed over on the river, Euphrates River, Nile's River, they're all different types of rivers, not just one river. So that's why when we say, you know, we're a river of ourselves, we're actually speaking truth to that. There's actually a domination in that. Like, for real, if the women and the men were on the same according, on the same level of what we're saying, okay, you know what? Let's get away from the folly. We really be on top of things. Yet that calendar is screwing a lot of us up right now. From one, the children who's saying, I got to go to school, right, is going to get education. It's not coming from the mother. It's coming from whatever that is. And now the system of how the mother is, if she even knows it, is going by something that's not even built for her on a regular monthly moon cycle scale. So now we're talking about something that she's doing on a regular basis and controlling the household, which she's supposed to be able to adapt, not evolve, because if we evolve, we're just like animals. Not just say we're just like animals. We have perceptions of the animal. So that means we're not just animals. We can go beyond the animal thought. We can actually say, oh, time to think. Time to not just act like reaction. I'm going to punch him in the face. You know, these concepts that we say, if a car comes, I'm going to stop and think for a second before I run. You know, some of these squirrels, they stop for a second, they run, but they get hit because they didn't even stay long enough to think. We're like, oh, look at that mess. And then there's some that really are cautious. So I would say they got a little bit more spirit in themselves, just like this calendar, calendar. We're using words, like I said, in Etymon, you can see we're using, but we're not using it for ourselves. We're always talking about something that's not there, making it more stronger than us. So I'll be like, whoa, wait. Are we breathing? Okay. What were you saying again? Because we want to re-emulate this with strength for us in the character after you say all of this, because after a while it's going to be like a story, even to me, even to you. I don't want to give you something that now you got an astral bleed and then you're like, dang, why am I feeling so heavy when I just walked away from this character? Oh, he gave me this black peat, gave me a bag of charcoals. And I'm thinking I was, you know, they say you got to either be naughty or nice. I'm like, what is that ritual about? Naughty meaning sexual. You know what I mean? and mm-hmm. not even knowing yourself. That means you'd be so sexy that you basically was cheap about yourself. You could be a trick. So now, basically, nice is foolish. So that means you could be a person that do a lot of tricks on people, being foolish. Saying, oh, here is this dollar that I found, and then you give it to someone, and then you'd be like, oh, you know what? Dang, can you break a 10 for me? And then you realize he got more money in his pocket, so you take him for it versus that dollar you just gave him. You was going to get that dollar back. Your only intent was to see what he had in his pocket. You didn't even want to give him the dollar. You had a whole other intention. So this would make a lot of us in the imagination foolish, even towards our child. You say the imagination to, if you do right in school, you know, gave the domination to the school, right? This is the same thing we do when mom and dad not home, either mom or the dad not home, or you the sibling, and you got mom and dad as the PowerPoints in the house. You say, well, if you don't get right, I'm going to tell mom and dad. I'm going to tell dad. So you became this snitch. See, this whole snitch thing became Pete. Like, all of a sudden, Pete is a bad person. Now, even Nick, why you keep nicking me? Why you keep being a nicker? A nigga, Nike, all this still connected to this. Nigga. All these are still the same Nagus. Knowing your higher realm, the fire guy energy, not the lower guy energy. You can have the lower guy energy. However, do you want to just sit and shit the whole time? I mean, I know when you grow up from those type of things, you wipe your butt. And you don't just wipe your butt. You use the water to help get whatever that's not down there that you didn't think was not down there, it's still down. And to a point where you be like, okay, I don't want to mess up my clothing because when I walk around, something happens. It won't be because I was scared and it just came out. That'll be the only reason why that happened. Another reason, dang, how did that happen? You know, so you don't ever want to be caught with your pants down. That's what they say, right? This is what Moore said. These are the same thing. These are the same. These emulations that we've been speaking on is your morality. And until you learn that we're a nation of people, we've been losing out nations of people long time ago. When we moved in one area, it wasn't just one area. And when I say more, they ain't saying, oh, Christians, they weren't Israelites, they weren't any Buddhas. I'm talking about they were all forms of them. Emer, Emo, Moresco, Amorivit, there's different ones. Mu, Tamu, Eskimo, you know. So when you think of all the way to Hawaii, the name Hawaii, they changed their names up so that you wouldn't be familiar with it. However, the name is there so you can still be familiar with it. Now, it's only if you say, oh, I don't like how that sounds. Now you into how the phonetics is being given to you, and now that's why you shorten the word. That's why you say, oh, I like talking versus talking. I don't like how y'all say talking. Well, how about it's a tall king in there? Didn't hear that either, did you? Yet, if you bring it out, you can hear it. These are our etymon words. It's not their etymon. When somebody says, I don't like us using the word English. First of all, this is not English. This is language right now we're using. Now, if we say English, it'll be from England. So now it's an ish to everything. That's why people doing this wish to life is not real. You're making up this real. And that's why imagination is so much in our imagination, so strong. So it's like a purity thing that's untouched. It's like no one can touch it. Yet you're allowing everybody to touch it, put their fingers all in it, spit on it, throw gum on it, you know. It's called Earth. We've been doing this for the longest. Look at them. They finished eating something. Right now I'm looking at them. They finished eating something out of the barbecue pack, and they just throw it on the ground. I'm done with it. I don't need to do. Babies, when they're done with their bottle, they throw it out of the playpen to see you pick it up. Now, what happened to us? We still a baby? We still doing baby stuff? You know what I mean? Where did our immaturity grow to? Where we say, even for the trash, we look at, well, I put it in the trash can. I don't have to worry about who takes the trash out. Or I don't have to worry about this could be an echo thing. I could use this for something else. I'm learning right now. I'm turning on these systems. Cob houses, learning how the real, if it was a Santa Claus, so-called, being in the North Pole or somewhere, finding, not the North Pole, because I wouldn't live there, because that's why we know of them as the albino or Aborigines, people who live in those cold climates, because the skin can take that. My skin can't take that. I'm looking for tropical weather. If I'm looking for some clay or something in the earth, I pull that out and create a building out of it, man, I could live on land. I ain't got to do too much of this other stuff that live in a store, do store stuff. This is storage. This is storage in your brain. That's why most people say, I can't wait to retire. That's why they want to retire. But it's also retread. Please, Baba, when you retread yourself, you use tire on the car, just like the car honked at me. You know what I'm saying? That's the confirmation of the horn. But the horn is that sound of an elephant. We so loyal to the train of ourselves that we forget how to put another train concept in your brain when it's time. Because if you're running into time the whole time, like right now, I guarantee a lot of people got plenty of time right now, right now. But I guess, guess what they're doing? Wasting.
Yep.
Being non-productive.
Another gift.
Like,
yep. What are you
learning? I got so much time right now. What am I doing? What am I going to do? Matt, let me play the video game.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
You're like, what the? Yeah, I'm so bored now.
And I mean, it's automatic, ritual, you know, subconsciously. It's like the hamster in the wheel, you know, subconsciously. You're doing the same shit over and over and over and over,
over
and over
and
over.
Over. Yeah, we got to say it like that.
You know,
don't put it
like,
some stress over and over.
You know, when do we break?
Up and down,
you
over.
Know, I mean, ain't y'all tired? I mean, okay. Oh, in the simulation.
That's why.
Or
that's why they say
it.
The word tired. They
well,
know it.
Tired.
They
know
it. They're aware of it. They just like going in the wheel and talk about their depression.
Exactly.
I got look.
Yes.
I'm sick. Who is this person sick you keep talking about? I'm hungry. Who is this person hungry you keep talking about? I'm sad. Who is this person sad you keep? Why are you bringing these other personality people in the room? I can't even help you with those other people. Now, if anything, what would you like to do about it? That I can help you with. What would you like to do about it? Because I can't help you with the I, these, nah, those. That's a lot of your eyes, not a lot of my eyes. Where's the we in this? What can we do for you? Now, I'm not saying I'm going to personally, completely fix it. That's where we come together and figure that out. That's why it's called building. There's a whole reason why the so-called Santa Claus went in the building to get people to come in, and guess what he's doing? He's sitting on the throne, and then he get people to build on him, right? He get the child to build on him, get the little girl, get the little boy up there. So he using the masculine and feminine principles. We know nothing of, for some reason, I don't know what happened, but mother, she held the baby, Haru, in her arms and gave breast milk to that child. That was the telekinetic, telepathic ability. Like right now, how these wild geese are walking across the street. Now, one of them will get hit. Slow down. And they say, well, wait a minute. Well, I see nature over here happening. So it's just like in our mind, are we in tune? We see a mother. She's giving birth. She had birth. All right. Now she's getting ready to have this baby suck milk from this breast. And are we going to be like, oh, perverse? I want to. No, we don't have to be that way. We are mother, father. Not him efforts. It didn't change that. And so now when we think of these words or ways, we don't use it differently so that we can figure out how to enlighten all of us and not just only a few that's in the room. So you're saying, oh, I can only talk to a few of y'all because only a few of y'all are intelligent. Get the freak out of here. Are you saying that grass is only green on one side of the earth? Are you serious? Matter of fact, did you realize lights can turn on? Just not all on at the same time. They could be all on at the same time and just not knowing when they're all on at the same time. See, this is why it could be like, oh, this is what magic is about. This is how you can see the wave of the air and the wind move one way like today. The wind moving totally different than it was just a week ago. I was just riding it 7 days back. And I'm like, wait a minute. This wind changed on me again. Now the wind faced me a different direction. Hey, but it's thicker. You know what I'm saying? So I'm realizing each day we are, as we're going into the day as a creation, 10 degrees of change, we're actually feeling the sunlight like it was on one side of the earth. Now it's on the other side of the earth, and now it's shorter amount of the sunlight hitting me, not as much as the strong amount that was. It's still strong right now. It's strong and radiant. However, from the distance that it is, it's closer to the earth than it is farther down to the earth. And when it's farther away from the earth, I get more of the sunlight.
Let's take
this is why we talk about Saturn and say Saturn and Sansa. It's the sun. Connected to the sun as rays, fire, like a phoenix, like a bird. That's why they gave us this bird concept. It's why you put a bird, most people put white doves sitting on top of their Christmas tree. It's why they put even Santa Claus sitting on top of the tree. They want to put the sun on top of the tree. Now, of course, there's different types of sun. You got the old sun, you got the new sun, right? You got the old sun, you got the new sun. Now, the old sun will be known as Kepera. And the new sun, you know, the new sun, we will call him Heru, but we had to give him more of a connection to Khonsu to be connected to Heru. So Khonsu will be like, to learn your counseling ways of yourself. So once you get into Heru himself, it'll be Heru Kahuti. And Heru Kahuti will come from Het Heru. Het Heru will be the, I'm getting enlightened by, see the Het, you hear the word Het, like hat, or Het like tuh. Tuh is backwards, or taught, or taught, or tahuti. Whenever people learn their symbolic symbols, it'll help them with their sigils. And now it won't have to be sigilmancy. That's why we're getting caught into it, because it's like, it's kind of fancy words that I'm throwing out. However, it's just like a red and a white without seeing the black. If we don't put the Trinity in it, because they got, oh, I got red, I got white. You don't notice he got a black belt on? What, he a black belt? We do martial arts? Yeah, he a part of that too. Yeah, put him in there doing kung fu. And I was like, look at this mess. They got Santa Claus doing all kind of stuff. He got mystics. He a magic man. He all of these other things. And there's Jesus. Now, Jesus is like, now Jesus got to be just as powerful as Santa Claus. So, and all of these are St. Nicholas the whole time. And then Black Pete, the Peter aspect, what we know as Bass or Boss. You look up Boss, B-A-S or, and B-E-S aspect. Both of them are going to connect you. Even best, the best set is showing you the cat form, the she-ba, the she and the ba energy. How you have to have a she, right, connection, like a sheep. The skin is your sheep, right? The sheep clothing concept. It's the lamb, the lam, the lamb, the lamb, the lamb. This whole la, energy is mall energy. That's why we use the mall for energy to go through in portals. These are portals. You're a portal. You're a walking, moving portal. So as you're using the Mari energy from the head, everywhere that Mari went, the lamb was sure to fall low. As that being like your body, you put your feet down, right? Pisces is the fall of yourself. When you put the fall, like autumn, atone yourself, you put your feet on the ground, right, in the atmosphere, atone sphere. Now you're making a spheric with your sphere, because you're moving it constantly, like spirit being spiritual. Aspiration, inspiration, that's coming out. Inspiration, aspiration. So inspiring inspiration. You have spirit come inside. You are like the snake aspect. It's in your back, the kundalini, your spine. So when you step out of that bed, you're stepping on now earth, and earth is heart, H-E-A-R-T. So now you into the wall, but now you linked into the earth. Now it's like from your feet to whatever you put in between that and how you ground yourself whenever time. If it's not, you feel like you're off beat, take shoes off, going back to grounding yourself again, because you got to reconnect yourself. That's why, like our computer, you got to do the same. You're a data versus dating women, men, all that. Don't use those words. Unless you're saying you computating yourself, because real for real, it's all about your internal computating self. Before you start saying, I can relate to this being. You can relate because you're finding out, just like Jesus or the word Jesus or Yeshu, you are learning that all things relate to it. now how they're in the oneness of itself. Like what we say, Ogun is of oneness of itself. All is one. Not saying one, yet oneness. There's a constant of that one. So similarities, like you just heard the horn again. The similarities are a constant being re-emulated for us to hear or see or taste or touch or feel. You wanted to experience the Most High's best experiences. So whether it be good or bad, X meaning X peer. So it's a company of parents that's around you, a parenting you. So now when you see yourself re-emulating certain things where you be like, oh, I said something that was too wrong, or I might have said something that was really great, you see whether it works or not. You might say, oh, I don't agree with that. Then you're like, oh, yeah? And now this is where your feelings get involved. Yet you're feeling like a pie. You're feeling it with the phi, P-H-I. Pi is phi. So that's where the hip starts at. This is Sagittarius, right? When the Sagittarius going into Capricorn energy. So now as the Capricorn, that's why Capricorn known as Jesus. They made Capricorn known as Jesus, but they also made Capricorn known as Jesus, also known all the way down to Pisces. So it could be Aquarius, it could be Jesus, Pisces. So these three constellations are where they say 3 days, three months, 3 years, all that plays those parts. So now Urn, three Urns, three wise men, three blind mice, three pigs, all that trinity, that's basically a legba. That's basically Tahuti. That's the symbols. You're always going to learn the yellow, the connection of you're a yellow belly. You ain't got that gut instinct. You doing like a cow. You foul as a chicken. So yellow belly, you know. But yellow, like you haven't had much sunlight on your stomach, you know, basically. So now you have to get a browning on your stomach. So when we look at brown or green, from that green turned brown by the fall. That's why these things are familiar to you and how the time changes you, like outside from the inside. Skin shedding, shed, manger, Bethel came in, Jesus was born, came out of the house. These, all those connections to, okay, maybe they talking backwards while we supposed to be moving forward. That's why we don't see four words. We see it as four, F-O-R, and then W-A-R-D-S. That's why we're stuck. Somebody using the warden on ourselves. And it's a war, W-A-R, and then a den, D-E-N, to that. So if we can realize, stop worrying with yourself. I worry about you. Stop saying those things. Stop putting yourself in spells, casting spells back on yourself. It's like, as soon as you look in the mirror, I can't help but hate you. Oh, what are you doing? Like, oh, I love what you do, but I hate blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, I like you. I mean, I love you. I just don't like you. What? Huh? That's torture. Don't torture our people. You're not here to torture anybody. That's a tour and tour. Torture. Mm. Tour and tour. So it's here. Torture internal. Someone. It's not your job to torture people. That's what Satan is.
I was
going to
say, we got
to Santa Claus.
I was gonna say we got
to get out of the
source. I think we have a caller. Subconsciously, you guys, subconsciously, you know, examine yourself. When you're examining thyself, what Eternal just said, make sure that you're studying and examining that area of what we do subconsciously. He's talking about the conscious part of it, that we can see, but note that subconsciously, the depth of it, the ritual and the behavior. Be mindful of that. We out of time on a lot of hours, so if you're listening now, you're probably listening either to the replay or if you're in the queue, I'm going to bring you on. So just to let you guys know, we haven't taken calls in a while, but I normally say your area code and your first three digits, guys. So I'm going to unmute you. You can let me know if you're just talking or if you're just simply listening. So area code 917-870. How are you? And are you just listening or you want to add to this podcast? 917.
Peace to the gods. Just listening to Royal Day.
Peace. Okay, Royal Day. I thought that was you. How you feeling, man? How's life treating you?
you know everything, you know, just going through the physical experience. Everything coming together.
Okay. Everything. All right. Appreciate you guys as always. You know, I'm going to go ahead and mute you now. You said you're just listening. So
okay.
I actually had quoted Rain DJ Bronx actually recently, because I feel that he is a very wise guy in his own right, you know, and he said, you know, the problem with the people is something that I always kept with me. He said, you know what the problem with the people is that we are selective. We are selective in this society. And how I want to incorporate selective in this particular podcast is that, you know, in celebrating these holidays and these rituals, you know, it's like, do we want to continue feeding them? You know, don't we want to do something different? Aren't you guys ready to kind of shift things up, you know what I'm saying, to shake things up a bit, or, you know, create? You know, life is about creation. You know, aren't we ready to create something fresh? You know what I mean? Like, making these holidays, a good idea is to make these holidays of our own. We can't be selective and pick and choose how, you know, we want to feed the system, then we want to complain about it. Then we want to be selective about, you know, when we want to change, how we want to change, how we want to do things. And I understand, you know, keeping your life at balance and not allowing, you know, certain things to come into your sphere, if you will, you know, your inner being, if you will. I understand that, but it's kind of tricky when we are selective in how we want to approach these things. So I want to add that in there too. Eternal, you mentioned about the Christmas tree. You touched on it a little bit, but the actual Christmas tree, the symbology of the actual Christmas tree, I heard something Brother Mark was sharing with me. He's not a stranger to ear, but Brother Mark was saying that the Christmas tree is symbolic for your chakras, your inward chakras. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. Okay. You're going into look at the major color, being that it's evergreen. You're going into past your third chakra and into your fourth. The average people don't get to the second chakra because the root is already messed up. Like, some of us been touched early. We've been doing things with it. You know what I mean? Like, the expression of the root chakra, our experience haven't got too far past that. So when it comes down to food, our taste buds, how do we eat? We might not eat in the right complexion of, let's say, just that, in the complexion. You know what I mean? And then there's the zodiac. Like, think of the almanac. If the season came at a certain point, you supposed to be eating that certain type of season. Right? Right?
Right.
Don't you think so? Okay, so if you're in that season and you came into a certain point, shouldn't you be eating that too? That's like your main thing, wouldn't it be? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So when you're not in your season, it's because you've been off season all this time. So now it's about how your food intake really does matter. So now that's your first and your second chakra. You didn't even get to your third chakra yet. So now let's just say those two chakras, right? You working every day. You eating from McDonald's. You know what I mean? You eating from all these fast food places. You working at a job that you don't like. You know, your chakra, your root chakra ain't going to be able to get touched because you're not doing anything that's like-minded for you. So now you're feeling dark. And now you're eating food that's not light body food. So now you're eating dark. Don't you think you're going to get dark after a while?
Yeah.
And what I mean by dark is like going into yourself so demented that it's like you solid, like constipation, concentration, yet constipation is built on emotions and feelings, and it's real quick. Just like a point when you say, did you eat a home-cooked meal? You know, home cooked is what, fast food like, or somebody took their time to cook it?
I was over in the other part. What was that? Repeat the last part of the home cooked meal, fast food.
I said, in fast food, I mean, would you eat fast food or eat a home cooked meal? And which one would be different?
I prefer home cooked. Yeah, home cooked for me.
Would home cooked be like fat, like made fast, or home cooked would be like, you know what I mean, somebody took time in?
Somebody put time, patience, love, tender love and care in it.
Oh, that sounds like all the chakras just all up in there.
Yeah.
So you go into a store that's kind of mechanically like small wonder, Wonderland. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your food now. So it became a point robotic food. You know, you go to 7-Eleven, next, next. So we're into the first and the second chakra you're working. You ain't even get to the third chakra. We ain't even get to the fourth chakra. That's about the tree.
Yeah.
And the tree help you breathe better. Mm-hmm. So now it can get you to respiratory system. The same thing we're wearing a mask about, the respiratory system. You know what I mean? Like, and now, like I said, you cut it and you put it in your house just for a one day. And then after that, you might as well keep it up there to, you know, to the ball droppings. Because, I mean, ain't no point of just taking it down now. I mean, shoot, you kept it in. You put it in that long. You might as well, you know how they say, when you go in the woman, you stayed in there that long, you might as well keep going. Might as well keep going, dude. You might get something going. Who knows, you know? Balls might drop, you know? And here we go. Right. We got some ball dropping. From a 10 all the way down to 1. You're like, dang, they still didn't get to ground zero. We still ain't learned ground zero. We ain't even start from ground zero. We ain't build on nothing. How you going to build on? We ain't got nothing to build with. We ain't give me no tools. No, man, how I'm supposed to? So this whole level of molecular structure from a mental, physical, spiritual, you get an attack, yet your attack is really you not want to be an attic. An attic. You got to go where? To the attics of yourself. You got to get them cob houses. You got to get them cobwebs out. Cobwebs. Now, I know your cobwebs represents the web in your brain. And there's the web that happens to be the Willis. You have a Willis in your brain. And the Willis, they said, looks like a web in your brain. I'm talking about the way you think actually is like little instant messages going to one side to the other. And then your toes start be wiggling and your fingers starting to wiggle and, you know, you start to do things different. Let's say you ate something that was good to you. And then somebody start noticing you. And they're like, yo, why your toes wiggle every time you eat? I'm like, dang, I didn't even know I did that. But these are those receptors changing up your web. You got a web on you, just like everybody got a web. So when they walk around, this is why we known as Hebrew. Hebrew and Herbrew. You know, brew, take the R out, turn it around, you got web. But this is why the brew is a connection to it. This is why we know there's something deeper about us that we just, as ourselves on a collective, we just ain't pulling out strong enough yet. And I guess it takes this much to keep going into it, keep going into it, keep going into it. Oh, he ain't catch it yet. Go and push him in there further. Go and push him. Have him drink some alcohol. Matter of fact, drink 3 of them drinks. Let's see what happens. Oh. There you go. He threw up. No, sound like he's praying to Jesus. All right, well, he ain't coming out of that. He's still there. So it's like a lot of the words right there in front of him. He ain't seeing it. Let's test him out. Let's put a hooker in front of him. Oh, yep, he grabbed her. Yeah, he going to hit that. Oh, he hit it. Dang. Well, let's give him a disease. See if he learned from that. Okay, well, he got the disease now. Let's see. Oh, he ain't learned nothing. He's still going to mess with somebody else and spread the disease to somebody else now. He ain't learned. Okay, well, let's give him a child. Yeah, let's give him a child. Oh, he sees a difference now. He now sees it. Oh, too late. You done got a child now. Now you feel like you cursed the child. And this is what us as people, this we'll constantly keep doing. Constantly keep, I'm going to just do me. You just going to do you. Let's see how long you keep that up. Without a team, how you going to do that? Team is mine backwards. It's called meat. You go to the track meet, you know.
We keep tripping ourselves. I promise you, Eternal, I just thought that in my personal life. I'm like, wait a minute. I keep tripping myself up when I think selfishly, you know, and not include, you know, when I'm not rooted in compassion, I always trip myself up. And I was like, okay, maybe this isn't the correct way
that's
to approach
harsh.
This. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I ain't as harsh. I ain't got to harsh.
Yeah.
I ain't got to be that harsh about it. Because that's what it is. Hershey, the masculine feminine is the approach. But how do we look at it? Like barber. You got A-R and E-R with the B, right? Barb and burr.
Mm-hmm.
This is why these names are important for us. We're learning the masculine and the feminine. Bar being the masculine, burr being the feminine. So how much is it? Masculine and feminine to this being? Am I actually going too hard in the paint? Maybe this child don't need to get a spanking. Maybe I shouldn't be spanking children. You know what I mean? And then, is this my child I'm spanking? And is this an adult I'm spanking? Because you might be spanking an adult. You'd be like, man, I had to give it to him that way. It's the only way he'll learn. How you teach? Is this the only way you teach? You know what I'm saying? Like, you might be another, but this is probably what's your problem. This probably is your problem. You just don't know how to give it into a different receptible way that you didn't have to hit the emotion because you want to get to their feelings. You want to get to their feelings, but you want to get to their emotion. There's so many ways that you got to look at that. You know what I mean? Don't just throw on the water on somebody and expect them to get wet from it. You might have pissed them off.
Yeah.
Might not got them wet at all. You're like, what would you just do, man? Or they'd be like, ooh, I like that. Just give me some more. And they'd be like, okay, you're a little weird. So there's a point of you got to know your audience. You got to know, you know what I mean? Like, don't expect the funeral people to jump up and, I'm alive. When they've been eating funeral food the whole time. You might have to go in the area where some consciousness is at. Listen to them talk a little bit before you throw in some words. Then you'd be like, oh, I'm having a great conversation. I'm no longer by myself. I thought I was by myself the whole time. No, you're not by yourself. You ain't never by yourself.
Yeah.
You just feel like you're by yourself. Like you said, if I can't ground myself and put compassion in it somewhere where I can at least put perceptions of different ways, not just mental, not just physical, not just spiritual, yet all three of them, or just none of them, and just sit there for a second so I can just respond to just non-response. If I can do that, you know what I mean? Because sometimes people say, did you hear what I said? And then they quit because you didn't hear them, fast enough. Did you hear what I said? And then you're like, I got to hurry up and say something because this person is going to say, ask me again. They're probably going to be even louder. Did you hear what I said? And you hear the voice change. Did you hear what I said? Yo, what's up with the voice? Nothing. No, you are. You got to figure out, okay, wait a minute. Can I laugh this off? I can't laugh this off. Is it that much emotion that is not laughable? You know what I mean? And is it not laughable that it sounds like I'm laughing at them? Because people do take it personal, too. So now it's like, am I too much into this conversation? I got to back off a little bit. I might have went too deep in it. You know, you'll be around someone who you can be friendly to, yet it could always be a little bit too friendly too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the childish or childlike. At what point are we childish? At what point are we childlike? You know, having an image of yourself helps you see that better. And having an image to re-emulate of yourself helps you see that better. If you feel like you make frowns and all of that and you don't realize it, put a mirror in front of you so you can see it. Now, I know most people say, well, that ain't got a spell. You be putting yourself in a spell when you got mirrors in your house. Maybe because you don't really want to see yourself when you're talking the way you talk. you be talking the way you talk, and then all of a sudden your face is all expressional. And then I was like, why is your face like that? My face be like this when I talk. I said, like, well, look at your face real quick. Just don't change it. Don't change it. Oh, I need you to see this face. This is the face of like... Like
that's a
like,
good idea.
Like you know how they give you that you stuck on stupid look. You're like, wait a minute, why was all that there? You got to see this look that you got. Like I need you to see this look. So whenever you think that this is how you feel about it, because some of us are unattached to our feelings and our emotions.
Yep.
And so we've been the small wonder walking around. I want the robot. I want the present. I want the present. I want to be present. Why can't you just be present? We're not present enough. So you get a present under
the
tree.
The gift.
You're thinking getting a present is a gift. When you the gift.
You are the gift.
You the gift. The whole entire time. How did we get taken away from that?
That's how the lottery became a gift. No, a lottery is a gift, right? People go to the lottery so they can spend their currency constantly. I see it all the time. Oh man, that's like, I don't even know what to say, bro, on that part. Now I know we were selling our children for rum. Now we sell our children for lottery tickets, and they were doing that since then too. We didn't talk about it. Yeah, that's what they were doing.
Wow.
When we was knowing about Queenie, Harlem was, you know, and you know, give thanks for Marcus Garvey and everything. It's just I know that when he went over there in the Harlem area after he came from Detroit, went to Jamaica, then come to Harlem. It was some currency going on over there. He had to figure it out too. Like, what's going on over here? Where the currency? Where y'all? How y'all flowing y'all stuff? And it was through lottery, doing scratch off tickets, you know, all that kind of scratch tickets. You scratch, you got to put your name on something to get, you know, certain. They were taking up tabs on people. So credit, we were the first to know about credit. We were the first one to get that out. What? My word is my bond. Why do we say that? That's usury. That's the usury bond. My word is my bond. Saying that, you know what I mean, keep your word. We were the first one to do that. Then all of a sudden, we end up doing our children this way and just sold our children off. Like, we couldn't handle it, but we had some kind of asset. Oh, I have a child. Here, you can take my child. He's just as strong as me, intelligent as me. He should be good for that. And now we do it for indentured servitude. We do it for child support. We do it for the HUD home. We do it for EBT. We do it for, I forgot the other one. Something out there. The one where they get your, have your child getting all the fresh stuff when it ain't fresh at all. They're giving you powdered this and powdered that and cheese and for the child, you know, the child just coming into existence. Like, oh, okay, you're giving stuff to the, oh, this is what you're doing. You're fueling the child, the negative stuff. So that way the child be a great asset for abnormal enlarged liver or kidney or gallbladder. So they have to come to you and they will have to get this emergency otomy, basically, taken out of their body so that they can use this strong melatonin, the adrenochrome, in a different form or fashion through the doctor, through the religious aspect and say, hey, religiously, you need to go see the doctor. Okay, I'm going to go see the doctor. Things are now put to where it's at least three in your front line to cause you to go back to where you started at, not knowing you went worse in the paint to where you started from. And that's why it's a point of saying, don't colonize yourself. Don't colonize your mind. Come up with herbs that's in your backyard. And if you're not in the backyard, start going around people who have one and start seeing how that really works. Seeing how people, and if you do see them, start sharing that. You're sharing a lot of stuff. I see y'all sharing stuff. Y'all share some of my stuff. Thank you. Thank you for those who share. Thank you, brother. Sharing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's those who don't share. Start sharing your stuff. Start sharing stuff that makes sense to you versus the stuff that don't make sense. I get it. We want to talk about stuff that don't make sense. They're like, ooh, let me tell somebody. Yet, that's what they want us to do. They want us to keep sharing the stuff you hate and don't like and sick of. And, you know, so now that we're the advertisers, we're the ones that's giving out the strongest advertisement that really don't even be going nowhere. It'd just be like, oh, negative energy. Okay, well, everybody's in there now. Got them. But it's like the tree. The tree that made it become a negative energy in your house is more important than your woman. That's right. I said that. I said that. Mm-hmm. More important than your woman. Because bad enough, the book was more important than the woman. Your job more important than the woman. Another woman is more important than your woman. Now we got a tree. The dog is more important than your woman. Your money more important than your woman. Then you got a tree that's cut in the ground. That's now more important than your woman. And we do this every year. Everybody, come on. Everybody, come on over here. Come on over here. We're getting ready to do this tradition right here. Everybody, bow down to the tree. Bow your heads down now. Come on now. Y'all get bow your heads down. The more you bow down, the bigger the present going to be. The bigger you can present yourself. How are you going to present yourself if you don't know your present? How are you a gift if you ain't seen the past? How do you know your past ain't even been present? How do you see a near future you don't know what present is? How is it going to be a future? That's a lot of stuff right there in one. Bro, we done put ourselves in a flip of ourselves that we are calling ourselves backwards while we looking at each other. Like, I got the newest car right now because it's 2029. I had to get the top of the line. Oh, you had to get the top of the line. Is that credit or is that non-credit? And now you on credit. So that's really, you don't own it. So eventually, if you don't pay it right, you're getting COVID or something. Let's not say you do. And you can't pay the payments. That car is taken away. So that whole image you just had, you showed me in the beginning, is gone. And you'd be like, man, I still see you. Man, you over here catching the bus. Man, what happened to that 2029 change you just had, man? I had caught the COVID, man. I had a good job. Then they laid me off.
You know.
Then I had to pay these bills.
You know.
And now I'm back to Bobo.
You know, I actually seen a friend of mine actually do that. You know, I seen a friend of mine actually do that. You know, she's actually bought, within the last 3 years, she's actually bought like 3 brand new cars off the showroom floor. And now she doesn't have any of them. And then I asked her, like, okay, you know, you have all this money. You got about $2,000. You can pay cash.
Yep.
You know, I was telling her when she can go pay cash. She denounced me and was like, no, I want a brand new one.
Yep.
Again, so this is number 4.
Yep.
You know, and I just couldn't understand it. Like,
what's the guarantee? Your car get hit? The car gets stolen? The car get caught on fire? There's so many other possibilities that we don't even be thinking about. Be like, oh, I wasn't planning for that. Yeah, I know you wasn't. And now, do you have insurance? Do you have insurance high enough for this? Does it coverage that? Oh, it don't cover that. Okay, now you stuck with that. You know what I mean? Like, I go from the tire getting hit, the axle getting hit, now the axle's off the line. Now it's from 100% car to 90, 80% car. And now I still got to... Now it's like, why did I pay it just straight out? So these are the things that we say, oh, I like this string that's being put on my body. Oh, I'm going to put another string on my body. Oh, let me get married. Wait a minute. Do you know anything about marriage? First of all, did you marry yourself? See, this is why we got to go on back to the root chakra before you put that Christmas tree in your room. What you starting out? What's the base of it? Is it red? You putting a red pot down there, a black pot, something black, root chakra. Don't know it yourself. And now the second one, sacral, you putting these boxes, confirmation, putting these boxes under the tree now, all these boxes, different colors, all kind of chakras. And now the green. Okay. So we went from whatever colors are there, should be some yellow, some orange, I guess, whatever. And now you're going into the green. And now you want to put the blue lights, the purple lights. You got the whole chakras right there in front of you. The whole entire, and you put white right at the top. Bing! White snowman, white whatever. You know, did it up. You did it up. At least you don't even know. But yet you know something. You know to put it there. I can say you know that it's somebody's culture. It might not be yours, yet it's a part of your culture. That's what was re-emulated. That's the part you felt that, dang, it was the need to do this for some reason. I just don't know what the reason is. Maybe if I could re-emulate it in a different fashion or form. You know that we're known as the Neos, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Because you're always the one, bro. We always the one. We always been the one, ever since. We even saw it with George Washington, who put himself as George Washington on the dollar bill. And yet, is it a dollar? Is it a bill? Is it a note? Is it a no with a T, with an E? A note? No with a T, with an E? See, time shows you how you emit yourself and how certain people also emit themselves. So if I gave you something, I said, oh, this is the one. And you said, wait a minute. No, this is another one. Oh, wait a minute. This ain't the one. This is a different one. Just like sun. If I say this is a different sun, like S-O-N from S-U-N, we know the difference. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if I put a man on the front and say, this is George Washington as the son, and have his hair re-emulated like his hair is a lion or a lioness, but with a mane like it's fire, like it's flame. Yeah, he might be flame. And on the back it says, in God we trust. Now, what God are you talking about? I don't know. Is it a dog? Still trust. Is it trust like a bank or something else like a bank? That's why these names are put there. And then you got a pyramid, a mound, right? And you got a bird on the other end. So you're seeing the seals. We're seeing basically how preserve and conserve that they put over here, preserve and conserve, or preserve and reserve, whatever they put, preserve. I know it's preserve and reserve. One is the woman stepping on the man in tyranny. Then the other one is the three women standing there, and they got basically all the stuff for us, basically all things from nature. From with the two ball cane, you need to re-emulate it, but they end up changing and made it men. Well, with the three women, like the three wise men, the three women that they got up here, they got like one with harvest season type, one with the fruits of labor, and the other one basically for the summer of whatever that is. They all got certain things in their hands. They all got different colors of vibration on them. They all basically are the colors of the chakra. So certain people use this, still re-emulate it back in front of us, only to say, is this you, or you don't know this is you? Oh, you don't know it's you? Okay, then this is us, y'all. This is us. So you got Mommy Wata, Starbucks. Mommy Wata is Starbucks. That same Christmas tree is that same thing they got as an emblem, and you walk under it to get some coffee with a tree as a cup upside down. Looking for pyramid food upside down as far as the food. This is how we were like being tricked by it. And then think about it. Mommy Wata, she's known as like an octopus. Eight legs, you know, so October, November, December, the section of the octopus and the eight leg, the octopus, the witch, what else, the spider, all that's connected to this. So she got the legs out, and she got her hair all over the place. She's looking like Medusa. She's looking like Madonna. Medina Madonna. Black Madonna. Now, and she got a star on her head. So she's looking like she could be a starfish or a mermaid. A made mer. Not a created mer, a made up mer. So now she's sitting there on top, and you walking in her womb. That's basically what you're doing. You're opening the door, right? You got to put your hand on the door, right? Door don't just open, does it? No, you're having sex magic right in front of your face. Wouldn't you know it? This is how they'll put stuff in front of us, make it so big and so perverted. When we did this too, we didn't do it like that. We had big statues of your deity energy. Like, if you go there right now, you'll feel a certain type of energy resonate in your body from your toes all the way up to your head, to your hair particles on your head, to where people said they decided just to cut their hair off and just leave that hair there because they feel like they renewed. They said, all right, yeah, I'm good now. That's the same happening over here, though, in Mexico. Same thing, because there's twinning over here. There's a twinning over here. Some of us moved over here and stayed, and some of us moved over there and stayed. So when we switched up the game, it was how the buildings were, how the Aztec, Toltec pyramid were built, the Tikal, which they call the step pyramid, the Yaqub's ladder, the same thing that we built for steps as we're going up the steps, same thing. That's why they made that tree a point of saying your demise happening right here, your demise. I'm going to make you a demise of your own because you don't know no better. And it's only up to you to start studying this who you know any better. You don't have to go by anything I'm saying. Go and look up Yamasi tribe, the Ouachita Moors, the Mound Builders, Dogon.
We got a show on that.
Olmec. Huh?
The Ouachita Moors. I was telling the people, go in the archives and type in Blog Talk Radio and type in, there was a series we did on the Ouachita Moors just type in. I'll tell you at the end of the show where to go look. But we did a 4-part series, guys, breaking that part down. So.
Right. Man, yeah, and that's real. Because when you get those parts,
unmasking,
you start to see what
there
you're
it is. I'm sorry, Eternal, real quick. Unmasking Her Story is the name of it. It was done September the 4th, you guys. It's called, type in Enhancing Awareness Radio, type in Unmasking Her Story, The Original Humans. That's what we were talking about, the Wakatos Moors, right? So, for your FYI.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, once you start to learn your culture, who was really building before everybody else, where did these churches come from? Where did these hospitals come from? Where did your government come from before it was a government? Who was here before that if it wasn't them? Who wanted you to be on top of your game before somebody else said, nope, that wasn't them? It was us. Who was these people? Because this is where you probably got stuck at. You know, because we get emotionally distorted by the one who made the book. Yeah, it might have been the writer who wrote the book that you're mad at. And his interpretation might be different. You know, the publisher is different from the writer. The writer is different from the publisher. You know, everybody got a different hand on stuff. So when you say, oh, I'm mad at this person because they, you know, I don't like them. What is it that you didn't like? Did we find that out? They just didn't like it. Like, I don't like pineapples. Or you don't like pineapple. What's wrong? What is it? You get any benefit? I mean, or you just don't like it. I just don't like it.
We don't care.
Did you know that it's stringy?
It cleans
your body out? I didn't know that. Did you know it helps your pineal? This isn't the word. Pineapple. Pineal. Pineapple. Pineapple. Anything that's helping the pineal gland, it has to look like and is the shape of pistachio. You eat them early in the day, you're good for like 16 hours of knowledge. Get the freak out of here.
I didn't know that.
The thing about it is, though, you can't eat it. You can't eat it in the night, though. That's like poison now to you. So it has to work,
okay,
you know, in the unison level. Knowing the time of the
all
day
right
that you eat.
Eternal, let's use this as a stopping point because we got like 15 minutes left and they're gonna go ahead and cut us off, you guys. I mean, we can go on and on about, you know, because we're passionate, you know what I'm saying, about what we do and what we bring here in Enhancing Awareness Radio. But guys, when it comes to, you know, the holidays, you know what I'm saying? We don't wanna take away, if I may speak for both of us in this right. You know, we don't want to take away from the love, you know, and the compassion that, you know, we feel towards among one another. You know what I mean? I feel that what we are striving for and going, you know, is the goal to not partake in these ritualistic events, you know, that goes against our, you know, DNA makeup, you know what I mean? And goes against nature, you know, to really be mindful of the root in which we are partaking, you guys. Now is the time, you know, for us to be mindful of that. So, you know, I feel that we are in the right direction of, you know, of this becoming not becoming a thing as far as the ritualistic events, because there are little subtle things that are happening. Like people, one thing I did notice this year, Eternal, was the parents, they are not even wrapping the gifts anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it's like these little minute things that started to, you know, peek its own head out, you know, like, and to me, I equated that as people are subconsciously becoming aware and they're subconsciously, quote, tired of the ritualistic repetition. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do see on a subconscious level. So I think that this is definitely going in a great direction, you guys. But thank you again for always joining us. Tomorrow
is going to be a very heartfelt podcast, you know, for myself. I'm going to dedicate, you know, tomorrow's broadcast to my mother. It's called, you know, what is it called? It's, has your bloodline become your prison? Now, I know you may hear that and think, you know, of it on a low vibratory thing, but I really want to speak from a level of frequency. You know, has our ritualistic behaviors within a family bloodline in certain frequency levels as far as a mindset? So let's just say a sacred child is reborn into this mindset that has had enough and that is very keenly aware of the mindset and how it is a prison for a particular bloodline and how they are taking steps, you know, to break that cycle, you know, because a lot of the children that are coming behind me are going to be the children who are going to break this cycle, whether you approve of it or not. You know, I always say, I just got chills. I always say, tomorrow's going to be powerful, y'all. So join us tomorrow. I had time to prepare. So join us for that tomorrow, 11 a.m., same time. Thank you to the 708 listener. I forgot your name, but thank you so much. You're always on time. Even when I do my pop-up shows, you're always there. I guess you get email alerts, you know, when we go live or whatnot. But to 708, who's always listening, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I think that that's the guy that's actually in your area, Eternal, a brother that's in the Army. I think that's him. But he listens, and he's with us all the time. Like you should come on and be a host. You know what I mean? You should get with me, and you should talk with us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're like family. You're here on every podcast. Like, you might as well be a host now, you know? So I'm just throwing it out there for you. It doesn't matter if you're knowledgeable on the information or whatnot. You know, this is Enhancing Awareness Radio is a learning learning stage to where we all learn and we all grow and we all are compassionate and communion together. So that's what it's all about. So just think about it. All right, that's all I got. Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
What we're learning here is to unlearn. You know, the spirit is giving us time for aspiration and inspiration. Each day you have a point of learning that it's not just day, it's creation. You're in a seven of creations. The chakras that we call this firmament, this kananga, this tree that we're wanting to put in a 45-degree angle of the room, the corners. We're a corner of ourselves, our mind. So when you reject the actual cornerstone, you find out that the builder is really yourself that you're mounting on, or either the amount is being built on you. So Plymouth Rock and the rock being landed, this aspect of whether it's on us or the people being the rock, we're the stone. We're the stone that builds everything. So now that we know that, not to say that that's supposed to have you in some kind of, you know, cocky way of thinking. That's for the Caucasus Asians, not for us. We're more of the nobility being. When you know how noble you are, you get it from all surroundings. You don't have to actually show your face. Just face up to whatever that is. Not fess up. That's all about whoever want to confess they self. You're a point of not fussing on it. Fuse. This is what adept is. You're adepter. The more you know synergy, not just energy, the better you'll feel about how you fill up things. And now fill up is not just a screwdriver, yet your mental, spiritual, of how you align yourself. And what curvature of words can you say that's poetically poor, not just to be poor itself, but pure. Cure yourself with thoughts. Shake. Say, oh, respect. Give them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like this. I'm that guy. You're so fly. Gotta get a piece of that sweet potato pie. I'm that guy. You're so fly. I gotta get a piece of that.
Not the way up to date with the homies is straight. Getting fucked up off the date, chronic. Wood, wood, ever you wanna call it. And keep to your fucking alcoholic folks. Making the proper remedy. Cause when I hit it, bitches envy me. Say you won't whine, yeah, I guess
that's fine. But Ty is a shot when you're talking about rhymes. Nah, my Ty got a friend named Ken. Got me all straight, now my dick won't bend. Nah, I'm fucked for the rest of the night. And that's a final piece of ass, whether it's loose or tight. And look at here, look at here, I done found a bitch. Yummy for the D jelly mix and a switch. Say that shit, cause I don't wanna be your main. Just need a little lucid, do you understand? Young dude today, 40 and my homies buck 8. I thought about going to the movies, but ain't nothing like a bunch of proper ass hoochie. Dressed like a player, can't wet nothing less. Some simple ass shit, even if it ain't this. Drink a couple of shots, now I roll to the spot. Bitches drink deep and wanna know what I got. Well, 1, 2, 3, here comes the D. Pass me the rotor. Ready for you, this is the gang of dick liquor. Do you get the picture? And so much love for ya gals. And peace, love, and pussy to my motherfucking tail. And I'ma stay high. And kick me up into that sweet potato pie. Tonight. I think it's on about 5. They say it's gonna have plenty days to do. And that says it's gonna be nice. So I'm gonna grab me a player suit. Cause ain't no class ain't shit. And now I'm probably flying shit. But man, do I feel strange. So I'ma go down to the liquor store and find my friend named Jean. And go to the guy with the flyer side. Bring him up a proper swing. Now it's time to mix the shit. Look for the proper mix. And run a little game on the BYT. And tell it to us something like this. My mind's fucked up, I'm traveling time. It's a hit shot, now I'm so high.
I'm just going to, okay. I got a fun peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I got a fun peace of mind. This is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I got a fun peace of mind. I got a fun peace of mind. It's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me. Constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because. Without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of a lasting relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you. Cause all that you say you do, you love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. I can't find a word to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. Oh, He's my peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. What a joy it is to be alive, to get another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance to get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful mercy. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What a merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful.